This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Abongile is a broadcaster. More than anything, is a broadcaster. Has been in the game since, I don't know, back in the days, go about 2008, 2009. Back then, we community radio. He's a father to Elam, a husband to Kwanele, a father of many Bazalwane Base Ebenezer Christian Fellowship International. He's joining us in studio today on the MUT Radio, Mr. Mangala Say.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us, Molo Putu.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed. God is good. And the bullies are good. And bullies are going to be MUT Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for Ugubanati, man. It's really an honor to have you. By the way, I promised myself, ba. And this will be doing a guy's funding what is happening because Zinitis and one of which is that you are an author. You're an author, an MC, motivational speaker, above all, radio presenter, because Zonke Zinto, I think is years of Vuleleka because of Into Yako ne radio.
That's true, bro. Oh, that's true. Thanks for that. I was sharing on my status. Which I think you have access to. I think it was Bonil on my WhatsApp. I was sharing that and also my Facebook saying, Uchiko wasn't in the radio to make me somebody in life. You know, everything that I have, actually, even Ngoska's one was like radio.
Because
I actually met my wife on radio.
And you were interviewing her, right?
Yes, she was my guest on the show. So just to correct just a little bit, I didn't start in 2008, 2009. I started in 2012 on radio.
Oh, okay.
So 2024 is basically 12 years and it'll be radio. So everything, motivational speaker, it was through radio. Yazalwa radio, the Uba Ngumsasa, the Uba Ubalingwati, it was because of the influence in the Fumana with radio. That people baba ne interest yok changing autism because bandas in jengalam to se radio ene. MCing, yonke into endiyenzayo, literally everything that I have, I take care of my family, I feed my children, it is through radio.
Wow. Ngokuse Chief Dumile, ufunde high school pa u business teacher zakho. Ikhona into ethi you might be in the one of the biggest radio stations in the Eastern Cape.
Ikhona. I have to be honest. I would love to say I know I didn't think so. No, not at all. Ikhona.
Okay.
Because I started falling in love with radio and since the primary and got in a Chief Dumile in primary school in the Northwest Province and funde Fall River Primary School. Radio not gonna interest the radio into Manuel Bethu, you know, for me I was interested in Google and TV. But there was a shift ANZ where on one of the national radios as guys the public broadcaster where this gentleman talking Amazon Changa.
Yes.
And when he took that platform, for me that is when God, that is the platform which Uchiko Waisebenzisa to speak to me about radio. Because for me, for the first time ever, I said, wow, okay. I think they attend again radio. Because of his style, because of everything. He was relating to the young me. Because radio kumi ya ingati into abantu badala.
Okay.
Until kwa figa yena. So the time the figure shift to me, I'm already in love with radio. Even though thing I ask me, how am I going to make it to radio? Because the Salele Makai, I mean, the funny thing to me, and Kwandela, it's the dusty, the real dusty side of Ipizana. But somehow I believed that in the radio. I remember one time in the Ilibale, my friends are talking about who they will become. There was a friend of mine who works in the medical field right now. Why it's still a successful school, but one day he's going to work on the medical field. Others, and I said, honestly, because Dr. Gay applied, we were preparing for your university.
Yeah.
And at the time, then you call Expo, then I was not going to say media studies, you understand? Because he career Expo, yet you ain't call vesting along there, because Tinez Lalini,
and everything.
Exactly. So for me, I did not know because I did not know. So when everyone is excited, I'm like, I'm not really excited because I'm born into yeah, lento ndifuna because nanzoba ngumsasazi. And they said, hayi bo wabambona ku msasazi nawe ne bizana. I said, nanzoba nguye. You know, uzoqala ngam. So I knew I was already in love with Chief Dumile. I knew the opportunity radio has to come. Uba kanjani, I did not know until I found out about community radio.
Yeah, going to community radio must figure out. But when did you take the first step? So good to get, okay, I really need this and I really need to do this. And we are happy. Where did you start?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Mamela. in 2009, I passed my grade 12. 2010, and then I'm just helping in one of the schools because. And then transferred in mathematics. So the principal called me back to go and assist in primary school. Abantu in mathematics kuno ban sale makai and genzinjo.
Okay.
2011. Okay. Go 2010. While the pizing alendo ye yok assist abantu in school we because the principal wa indi palo 500 nyanga. So there was something kuno kala panzu genzinjo.
Yes, yes.
I took the money kaben nigayona. I found tumagune radio, community radio, okay, Alfredo Mount Elif.
Yeah.
I went there and told them difunuk sasal. This guy by the name of Julia Sempene, Engeganda's Nungdas at the time, he looked at me and said, "Do you know radio?" And I said, "Yeah, I have the radio." Very confident. And he said, "Nah, you're too young man. Radio is bigger than Lento, when radio for music.
Wow.
And you're still very young. Go back, your studies and work on yourself, then maybe so we'll consider you in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Disappointed ninjalo. A year later my parents took me back to school to go and push with my studies. 2011. 2012 I'm planning mnaguti Dizoye University. Unfortunately, these things did not go the way in Anfunangayo. To cut the long story short, 2012, I told my parents, I said, "Ma, the Galundi pay, Mama had 200 in her bank account. 200 in her, it was the last money why in I." And then my mother said, "Nazima le na yomdanam. Kodunga imosh, nazima, the Galale malun nige, diyo wenzi temo ye radio." You can imagine, imali yake yokugqibela.
Yokugqibela, ayikwenye.
Ayikwenye, ndithi ma, ndicela ukwenza idemo ye-radio ngale mali. Awuzusola, mama.
Wow.
And mama was like, "Hey, imthurandi yokugqibela, yena ukungalibo ndizothatha le mali ngigibele ndiye eDurban ndiyozama umsebenzi." And I said, "Man, ndiyacela." I took the with the blessing one nigga, ndayithatha ndayokwenza idemo. Xa ndifika apho kwenza idemo khona, ndandifuna ukuya submit again Alfred though.
Okay.
This is 2 years later now. I'm thinking maybe Sadim Dala was a nigga chan.
Yeah.
And this guy says to me, "No." Can't feel we went to demo. Says, "Inkonza and community radio is looking for abasasas because they wouldn't strike on abasasas. Abeko.
Abeko.
That is the place to go to. Alfred Zoh is good. Ipele lighting it." I took my demo immediately. After doing it, they submit a flex up the same day. They were impressed with the demo. The same day they called me for an interview. The same day they called me to say, "Tomorrow you're starting Uxelenda."
Wow.
And the rest is history. That is how my journey on radio started. That is how it happened. I submitted this demo the same day. There's the interview the same day. That Asha the same day. The following day, that trainer. A week later, that Kali Suksasan.
I'm just interested in this, Ukbeni. What is driving you at the time? You don't linger. You know, when someone asks me now, "Well, okay, why do you love radio so much?" I answer a correct as to why I love this thing so much because I like to say I just love. You know, when you love something,
yeah,
you can't really explain but why. So let me ask you this question about Wena. What was driving you so much? You don't linger. What was happening at the time?
Like you say, there will never be a specific answer to it.
Mm.
Because if someone says, "Why do you love someone?" You may talk about the good things that went Zela Zona, but you don't love them because of them.
Mm.
You honestly and genuinely love them because you love them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Radio, I feel I become alive on radio. It's the only thing I can do, no man patalo.
Mm.
It's a blessing that I can take care and feed my family through radio. That is exactly what made sense to me. am a firm believer away to ba agnyanzeleganga and the sevens. I'm a firm believer of that, and I know men will always debate this because putin the fnegi sevens and all of that.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer but the lang mshabenuk do sevens, the mshabenuk do pila. And you can only live when you live in your purpose. And radio for me is my purpose.
Wow.
I do not feel like I'm at work since radio. If for whatever reason this in 3 hours bunge ni call at the crisis of Stella Utate the next show.
You definitely do it.
I can only complain the inconvenience of Utibend in a meeting after, but not because I feel like the search is so too much. Because I love what I'm doing. I'm alive when I do radio. For me, radio is a place upon Valencia and Pile. It's the most therapeutic place for me. And this is why I'm in love with radio. The benefits in the Asbona, yes, I benefited. I write books. I'm an MC in festivals. I'm an MC in everything. I'm called to motivate because of radio. Those are benefits, but I don't do it because of the benefits. Even if the benefits is ngatatwa zonke, I will still do radio.
Mm. You know what? If you have just joined us, we are speaking to Mr. Abongile Mangala, who's a presenter ngapha SABC at True FM. He's joining us now to speak about radio as we are celebrating World Radio Day today. He's speaking about his journey and this indwezininzi that affected him. Mhlambi sasosiqala nakabanzi about the challenges mhlambi I was facing before even getting on True FM. I'm sure it wasn't easy. Bengakho lula kangako. I mean, speaking of 12 years.
Yeah.
And bekukuningi, but for now, let's go straight to the music. Mtunzi, Tasbuya, Abongile Mangala. I want to know, True FM ifika njani? Because because of time, yeah. Let's just fast forward. It's bonba. True FM ifika njani? Ifika lula or indobuka lindele? I mean, there was other radio stations who calls him.
Yeah.
We'll speak about more. Masibuya. If you have just joined us, welcome on the show. This is The Hangout, and you are hanging out with Awetu Kelese as well as Abongile Mangala. Yeah, sisaqhubeka ne conversation yetu. And you know what, Abongile, there's something endicingayo ngoku ne.
Okay.
Uba, hey, this thing, it's very difficult because sometimes, I'll talk about myself.
Yeah.
This MUT radio. Sometimes yapheli imali transport. Now I have to walk from Endlini to the station. And for us, she's like the sun is hot out there. Fiku bile umanzi studio, but when you get to studio, there's aircon, kumnandi, then you feel the show. One man, no man, I'm actually doing this. This is amazing. 3 hours done. It's raining. Now it's raining. Now, anamali transport. I don't have anything. Uzoamba, upume, ufike umanzi again. Remember, ka ufike studio, ufike ubile umanzi, but ka ufike endlini, ufika umanzi because of your rain. And then you ask yourself, why am I even doing this?
Sure.
Like, why am I even doing this? Why am I here? Why am I, like, I'm volunteering and I'm not, this is not a paying job. Why am I still doing this?
Yeah.
The following day, ka ufika in the station, you like, this thing is amazing. And yeah, I'm not going to let it go. Kanjalo. There are challenges as kanjalo. Ziyafika siphinde zidlule. Because obviously, there's challenges zejeni. I'm sure you might have had ezakwi challenges now.
Yo, not even mine. Definitely. Yo, bro. you just touched me because a calling, radio is a calling, bro. This is why it cannot be done by everyone. It's a calling, and by this journey, if you still persistent, great journey, it's a confirmation that you are a radio personality. I almost lost everything because of radio.
Ish.
You can imagine. People get confused and think I was getting paid when I was a motivational speaker on Nkosi and on Mhlobo NN. I was simply a contributor.
Mm.
My first paying job, Ibgalemo 2022, 10 years later.
10 years later.
And that Kali Radio was 2012. My first paying job, year radio, if meaning 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly 10 years later. In the journey, I almost lost my marriage. I write about it in my book.
Yeah. Vows broken too soon.
Yes. Vows broken too soon, and when the storm is over. It does not make sense to say an old man, you are busy doing indonga kubataliyo. When amanye amadoda efuna imisebenzi apha phandle.
Eish.
and you are a married man with kids, and you keep trying this thing, I met my wife in 2013, Ali Radio. So it made sense for her at the time. But it doesn't make sense when we have been together for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still persistent. But I just knew every time it sounded as if I'm lazy. But I knew I'm not lazy. Just the direction and in this is not for me. I'm okay. You know, I've done a lot. Actually, people don't know the story. I was motivating on Ukhozi. Ne? 2013. In 2014, then Bukek sending your motivator, ne? Can't move your motivator. Then the amber straight, the ethics in your manuam, a goctua with Pamangla.
Yeah.
The bang will lend us in without our work, and that's business and done.
Okay, like a conductor or something?
Yes, nothing conductor work. Then Puma every Friday, big and motivator, thank you, motivator, and leading a taxi, funding and a taxi in Yanke. The sevens and then the room sevens. I would keep quiet at texting because unfortunately, Lizabeth Vagala arranged way next same. Ye Vagale, Lingu Tau Tawa said texting.
Yo, you can imagine. Imali
do everything, the Pume, because that is Imali that if Pumane texting, then I Pumane rate way. The rate was passion, but I had to hustle. Uguzan was Pumani man.
Wow. Yo.
Pamanga would tell you that story. He knows it very well. He knows the days. I would cry about to be sending messages, be inspired. The lamb is less sweet, but about to be a message.
Yeah.
The thing is, as a taxi driver, would load the land like 100 rand so that it was glad and kill and I'm clanch. That is the journey of radio. If you are passionate, it's going to work for you. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie and say it's a lula. But if it's a calling, my guy, you're going to hang in there and make it work. Because the Bible says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen.
Mm.
If you're called into it, the door has to open. It doesn't matter how long it takes, the door has to open one way or another.
Wow. Yo, this is very touching because I remember those days when you were on that station and a lot of people were getting inspiration from you. Not knowing, Guba, Lomtu Oteta Kangaka here, Gwi Radio, he's going through a lot. But let's fast forward now because of time to True FM. If you can, Jad, and when?
It's again, when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. It's another story of that nature. Because yo, if you can in the lang, bro. I get a call for 2021. January, I get this rumor that I'm gonna join it through FM, ne?
A rumor.
It's a rumor because
okay.
And someone is calling me. And I'm secretly excited, but I didn't put a call until in 2021 when the announcement. Yeah, but I'm trying to be very quick.
Yes.
Until when the announcement. Yeah. Line up for 2021.
Okay.
And my name was not there.
Yeah.
I was deeply hurt, deeply hurt because I do not say these people mabantalele anything, but they came to me and told me. We are getting ready to end this year.
And around that time, I believe, Lela Kasha, you were doing something with Amaza on the drive.
Yes. I'm with Amaza at the time, and I'm looking for the opportunity because, remember, I'm not getting paid.
Mm.
So I give up on it. I remember I shared a status about it. I said, at the right time, Uchiko Zoyenza.
Yeah.
Unexpected in 2022, February 2022, this channel with my family in the Ignabin Dabai Radio, what is worse? I've already been told, man, the Puma we afternoon drive.
Yo.
Because our mother was being changed as well when you show. Now, I change this means, no, I won't get Puma. Now, basically, the Puma radio. So I'm like, well, I guess this is how the story of radio ends with me.
I tried.
I tried. 10 years ago, and if Manangi breakthrough, the Akusha Nagle afternoon drive, then you go, so it means I've done my best. It's okay.
Wow.
A week later, after those news, I receive a call. From Mr. Lois Obala himself.
Wow.
And then he says, Abongile Mangala lo designed, I said yes, sir. And then he said, Kumpati with True FM, are you up for your opportunity, yokusasaza ku True FM? And I said, definitely.
Definitely.
after switching off that phone call, I cried. I did not become excited. I cried. I then called my wife. I screamed over the phone, shouting and saying, finally, baby, we did it. Finally, we did it.
Wow.
I'm finally joining radio. Wow. Only in 2022. So that's my story on radio, my guy.
Shout out to that, man. Shout out to that. Congratulations. And yeah, I've been listening to that show. You're doing amazing, man. And since it started, you when this is in Kulu, on live recordings, like there's a lot.
Yeah.
And of which this is in Afrikaanga, on Afrikaanga zikhona kwi radio. Now that radio has moved to marry the social media, but we'll speak more about that. Someone here is saying, happy radio day, DJ Sawa, and your guest. This is Usiya from a Beach Hotel. I got inspired by Abongile on Ukhozi FM. Wow, man. Uti, wow. Continue with great work, Mr. Mangala. And there's a voice note here, Mr. Mangala.
Okay.
Hi, Awetu. Shout out to you, brother. Great show. On a World Radio Day, you are one of the great presenters that I know. So I want to know from Pastor Abongile Mangala, I used to listen to him on one of the huge radio stations doing a motivation. So I want to know what the motivation is, Aliranjani, Kopi, and who actually inspired him to actually pursue a motivation. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if you got that, Mr. Mangal.
Yes, I got it. I'll be very brief. That one, I've always been a motivational speaker from primary school. I was in speech competitions. I got inspired, but the person who gave me the loop ukuthi intoni motivation, Linda Spear, Pastor Zondo. I always give them credit. Pastor Zondo, Linda Spear. Those are the people who made me fall in love with motivation. But then I understand Aganyono. And then I listened to about Tatu, Bishop Tiri Jakes and everyone else. But Mr. Magic Pastor Zon,
oh, wow.
I give them a credit. Those are the two.
Thank you so much. And what would you say to an upcoming radio presenter? Obukela kuwe kakhulu guys.
Be yourself. Find yourself. I'm humbly saying the show is doing well because I've been sitting on the back and looking for an opportunity that I grabbed you with both hands. The day opportunity vela sudlala. Sifuna ukunenga ngomsebenzi wakho. Work hard. Radio personalities, we call them radio personalities, not radio presenters for a reason.
Yeah.
Bring your personality. Be alive on radio. Sifuna wena. I had a great conversation with you because ungu Awet was alive. I can feel you. I can feel your energy when we're having a conversation because we are iphila lento yenzayo. Be alive. Come with yourself as you are. Asimdingo mnyumsasaza sake samva. We need you. Sidinga voice yakho. We need your talent. We need your background. Share your stories. Busuka happy. That is your content. That is who you are. Embrace it. Your upbringing and everything. Be yourself. You will see no one can compete with you.
Wow, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Kasha Lako, and for celebrating the World Radio Day with us. But before Nick Tetele, no siswen dabase kona apa. I'm going to put you on the spot, apa, between, colleagues Zako, as I say, SAPC, and you have to choose one.
Okay.
Yeah. Reggie Solani, Amazon Chang, choose one.
Tricky. That's very tricky, right?
Wow. Okay. You did a drive show, Nomtu, and you're choosing Omnyumtu.
No,
No, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But now, I'm telling you, what an amazing conversation we had with you.
Thank you, brother. Great conversation. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.